You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined as always by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
Good morning to you.
You. All right. Well, we got a great show today. Say hello to our guests, David Sturm, who is the remodeling specialist with Attention to Detail, and Jane Dillavu, designer with Attention to Detail. Good morning, guys. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
David, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Originally from New Jersey, and I became a chef in my earlier years. And prior to that, I actually worked with my dad remodeling Victorian homes. Moved down to Atlanta back in the early 80s and started my own remodeling business. Actually, and biking too. There was a little biking in there, but I'm a foodie, so I can't help that.
And Jane, tell us about your background.
Well, I'm originally from Tampa. My father's corporate career moved us all over the United States and finally moved us to Atlanta in 1996. And I've been working as an interior designer for probably the past 7 years now.
Really fun background. David, I'm especially curious about the relationship between being a chef and now having this, you know, Attention to Detail home remodeling company. Tell us a little bit more about the company and what that relationship is.
Attention to Detail is, we find it as a unique remodeling company because we really listen to the client and what their needs are. And then we actually go forward and we find that when we do that, with my cooking background, especially in the kitchen area, that we take design and function and put it together. And you just think about it. When you want someone to remodel a kitchen, what better than a chef to do it, right?
Absolutely.
And one of my perks is that I actually will either cook in your kitchen and or give you a cooking class.
Oh, I love that.
That's one of the best perks I've ever heard of for a remodeling
job. I hear you.
David, go a little deeper into the thought behind the name Attention to Detail. I got to believe that's diffused throughout all your work.
Well, you know, the devil is in the details, okay? So one of the things that we've been doing is that when we go out there and we actually listen to our homeowners, okay, it's finding out exactly what their pain is so we can go forth and actually remodel what they're looking for. Not everyone is on the same page. Not everyone understands the 3D concept within their head. So we come across and we give them all that when we get that back to the office. We actually explain it to them very well.
That 3D concept in your head, I mean, how do you get that across short of having a model?
Well, before the actual model came about, I actually had to hand draw, and I don't draw worth of beans. So when the 3D modeling came out, okay, that was a blessing in disguise. I learned that right away, and then I could actually take that image that was in their head and translate it into something visual that everyone can understand.
That's really neat. That certainly helps because people can't see it. They don't know what they want.
Not everyone. No, that's true.
Absolutely. What types of remodeling projects do you like to work on?
Well, kitchens is one of my majors. Okay.
Surprise there.
Yeah, I know. Then there's bathrooms. We do a lot of additions. In fact, that's something that we've noticed in this last year. There's an uptick in the economy. And anytime when there's an uptick, additions are readily available then.
Jane, you're a designer with Attention to Detail.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your role.
With Attention to Detail, I work closely with our sales associates and our future clients to kind of figure out what direction they want to go within their project, whether that's their kitchen or bathroom or whatnot. And from there, I pick their brain and get their ideas and come back to the office and create that virtual 3D model for them to come back in and take a look at. And from there, kind of figure out what it is, the overall end product is that they want done.
I'm going to ask this question to both of you or either of you, whichever. One of the things that I recognize in myself is that I really don't know what I want. And I need a lot of help with ideas and figuring out.
You're our perfect client.
Explain that to me.
Okay. We are a turnkey operation. We're a design build company. Okay. So everything is under one roof. When you call us up, we're going to come out to your home. We're going to ask a lot of questions, develop a relationship and everything, and then ask you to come back to our office so we can actually start realizing, okay, are you more progressive? Are you more contemporary? Are you on the traditional side? A little combination of both. On the selections, okay? We have a process, we have a lot of processes actually, that will guide you through how to pick out the actual faucet, tile, backsplash colors. And if you don't have a clue, okay, which a lot of people don't.
That's me.
We have our designer that will hand hold you through the process. We'll actually do the shopping for you. And if you can't, you know, decide on A or B, we'll push you in the right direction saying our professional choice is going this way. And the nice thing about that is you have a, it's like an insurance policy. You know it's going to be done right. You know it's going to be timeless. That's something that we don't do. If someone wants to do it, go trendy, we'll let them do that. But we'll let them also know that toward the end, 10 years from now, you might have to redo it again because it is a trend. We like to do things that are timeless. So we always think of the back end when people are saying, oh, I'm going to be here for 10 years. But in this economy, how do you know? Could be 5 years from now. You think about resale. And that's what we do.
All right. We'll be back with David and Jane after this commercial break.
Hey, Adam, how's the house hunting going?
You know, actually, my wife and I have decided to purchase a newly built home, but we have reservations about choosing the right home builder. We want someone that, you know, builds to high standards and is going to be there if something goes wrong.
I purchased my home from a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member. It's a program that only accepts the best of the builders, and their homes come with 10 years of structural warranty protection. Made my decision easy.
For 10 years?
Wow.
Well, I'll definitely be looking for a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member.
Visit 2-10.com to learn more. That's 2-10.com. Long live happy homes.
All right, and we're back with David Sturm and Jane Delavue of Attention to Detail.
So, Jane, tell us a little bit more about what the hottest trends are that you see. You know, what are buyers demanding in design?
Well, what I'm seeing a lot of right now is simplicity. A lot of people are going with the shaker, more of a mission style look. And the color is still a trend that's going on, but more so a lot in the grays. I'm seeing a lot of people wanting gray, more neutral, calming colors.
Okay, you're talking about colors a little bit, so I want to ask about green, not in terms of the color, but talk a little bit about what you're doing in that regard, specifically with design, because sometimes green can be ugly. Mm-hmm. How do you balance those two?
Being green remodelers, we were actually green before green was known. Okay, when we would go into a kitchen, old cabinets, instead of putting them in the landfill like everyone does, they have that big dumpster out there. We would try to repurpose them, whether it would be in the basement of the garage of the existing homeowner, or we'd go to it's a charity organizations, churches, synagogues, and stuff that we donate the cabinets to, or there's a Habitat for Humanity that will take them also. So that's one of the green things that we do that way. We also use foam. Anytime we can open up a wall in an existing building, we foam it. Okay, that's just part of it. That way it seals out. That's one of the things that you want to do is air sealing. We always try to do energy efficient appliances, lighting, especially with the new LEDs out that are, they have the light rendering now that is just so perfect. And they last like 50,000 hours and they use like maybe 2 watts out of the whole year. It's amazing. That's just some of the green we do. And talk about the color of green. We use either very low or no VOC paints. They don't have off-gassing and stuff. Our carpeting is made out of corn silk. We can just go on and on and on. I mean, we try to do as much as we can. Here's the something. When we do a whole remodel, whole house remodel, when we have the driveway, we actually have a machine that comes in, grinds up the actual driveway, and we reuse it again for the gravel instead of it being toted off into the landfill.
That's really cool.
That is cool.
So the carpet, is that Mohawk's carpet?
Yes.
With it?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
That's pretty cool. You know, they're, I don't know, we've done a little bit of work from the past, really cool group, but they are one of the number one recyclers of plastic bottles in the United States. So, you know, not only do they have cool carpet made from corn, but they also, you know, reuse a lot of
it. We're sticklers about recycling right in our own office.
Yeah. So it's nice that you have that, you know, background as well. I love the idea of reusing the driveway and keeping it right there for gravel.
Right. Well, that's just it. You know, someone says, I want a cabinet source, right? But it's in Italy and they're green. But how much of a carbon footprint are we going to do bringing it back over here? So we have to think local.
Right. That's excellent. Especially when you're talking about connecting with clients. I know you all use a little bit of social media to connect to clients.
Yes, we do.
Tell us about that.
On our social media, we use Pinterest. We use House, H-O-U-Z-Z. Uh-huh. Okay. Facebook is where we started at. One of the things that we like to do on all these, on all different levels, is that we like to intercommunicate with our clients. New clients, old clients. We post on there. They post questions to me or some of the team members, and we answer them back. We have fun with that. Since I am a chef, I put on recipes. Okay, some of my favorite recipes are on there. The thing that we noticed a big interest in is that everyone's curious on how we do things in the back, you know, in the background? How does everything come together? Because they're always seeing like HDTV and stuff, like how, boom, everything happens at once. That's not the case. So we give them a blow-by-blow on the media side, on Facebook and everything. We show pictures of, you know, during the day of demo, all the way down to where the cabinets are installed and everything.
That's really neat. So do you think by having your homeowners connect with each other and talk to each other on there that you actually have homeowners that are helping you to make sales because people see their positive experiences with you?
I'm sure somewhere that we're planting the seeds on that, okay? But more, it's more of a fun thing to do, just interrelating with clients, letting them see their own, because they're not always home, their actual project being developed before everyone else's eyes, and also that interaction of just knowing that we can help people out.
All right, David and Jane, hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about the work at Attention to Detail?
Well, you can always look us up on the website at www.atdremodel.com, and the phone number is 770-649-7743.
David Sturm, a remodeling specialist, and Jane Dillavue, a designer with Attention to Detail. Guys, it was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
It was our pleasure. All right, well, we'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, so what have you got for us?
Well, Todd, you'll like this one because it involves technology. When you tour the new collection of homes at Dowell Farms by December 31st, you will be entered into a drawing for an iPad.
Wow.
Oh, I want
all
an
you
iPad.
Have to do is just take the tour.
You just have to go visit Dowell Farms, which is in West Cobb, and take the tour. Absolutely. This is a Home South community, and it is their first one in West Cobb. So if you're, you know, a growing family or even an empty nester, like, you know, our friend Todd over here.
That's my neck of the woods, too.
You know, either way, they've got floor plans that will fit your needs.
Where in West Cobb?
It's close to the Macklin Road area.
Okay.
I know that.
That's helpful.
All right. I know, right? That's a cool area.
Children attend Hillgrove High School, Loving Good Middle School, and Dowell Elementary. And
all good ones.
All good. The community is also really interesting in that it's got a 2.5-mile walking trail and 4.5 acres of green space, which is nice.
That's really nice.
And
the walking trail is great stuff.
Yeah, really. Because usually those walking trails are in a quarter of a mile, and you got to go around it 75 times.
Right. And if you want to walk even farther, it's close to the, you know, Kennesaw Mountain Battlefield Park. So you can go over there and walk.
Which is way cool.
Or you can go to the Merida Square and shop or eat at a friend of mine's restaurant, the Merida Pizza Kitchen. Actually, it's Merida Pizza Company, I think.
There's one of those in West Cobb, not too far away. They just opened it up.
Great people. I actually went to college with the owner. These homes are 2,600 to 3,500 square feet, and they have 4 to 6 bedrooms.
Wow.
Six?
Yeah, six.
Wow.
And priced from, you know, $230,000. So unreal, affordable, you know, great location. The homes, both two-story and ranch styles, are available, and they have traditional and craftsman-style front elevation. So again, something for everyone, no matter what your taste. And of course, the interior appointments include granite countertops and hardwood floors, which everyone wants. Lots of trim, really nice light fixtures, and some other designer touches.
The entry for the iPad, is there a deadline by when you have to take this tour?
You need to tour by December 31st.
And when's the drawing, do you know?
The drawing will be in early January.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm in. I want a new iPad.
Consider it a late holiday present.
And actually, I want a new house, too, so I kind of kill two birds with one stone on this deal.
Absolutely.
That's a good deal. All right, Carol, where can people get more information on Home South Communities?
Well, they can go to homesouthcommunities.com or call, and I love this phone number, 1-855-770-HOME.
Nice. Cool. Nice. All right. That wraps this deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Sammy Baker, the owner of Contractor's Best Pest Solution. Welcome to the show, Sammy.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for joining us, Sammy. Before we get into it, take a second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I've been in the pest control industry for about 22 years. Worked my way up from, you know, being a technician to management, managing operations up to senior vice president of a large regional company. And just decided that it was time for me to try to do my own thing.
So, Sammy, tell us a little bit about your new company, Contractor's Best Pest Control.
Our office is out of Lawrenceville and Georgia, and we're trying to establish in the local area, branching out a little bit, really covering most of North Georgia.
All right. When you say covering North Georgia, I mean, what exactly are you doing? What kind of services?
Well, we do pest control service, the general pest control, and we do termite pretreats for the construction industry. And also we do termite for post-treatments. If they've got problems with their house with active termites, or could be they want to do preventative treatments, then we do that.
He's really good at eradicating wasps as well.
You have personal experience
with
this?
I have personal experience. Sammy is the man. He's our bug guy.
Well, tell us about the Carol's wasp story.
Well, Carol had more than just wasps. When you have a large farm, when you have a large farm with a lot of animals and bunny rabbits and horses and I don't know what all else you got out there, but a lot of things occur. Yeah, she had a big giant wasp nest up in the corner, and we took care of that so they wouldn't be back, and hopefully this spring they won't be back either.
We hope so. Well, one thing that I don't have on the farm that many other people have are little wildlife critters like squirrels and rats. And, you know, I don't even have that many birds because I have cats. But, you know, this is the time of year that, you know, you tell me that you get a lot of calls over squirrels and rats and mice and stuff. So how do you combat them when it gets cold out?
Yeah, what happens is they're supposed to live in trees, the squirrels. They have nests up there. And also we even have roof rats here in Atlanta, which are a pretty nasty thing, and they do the same thing. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that they see your house as a warmer climate, a lot better place to be protected, a good place to form a nest. If they find any entryways or any entry points, a lot of times, you know, your gutters start leaking and the fascia board will rot some, and then they'll just end up eating on their way in. Once they get in, they set up and they want to nest there. It's a much better environment than living outside.
Well, I can remember, this is going back, I don't know, six or seven years. I found a raccoon in my attic, and I successfully blocked the spot under the eaves, and it was good for about 2 years after that. And then they came back. I tell you that story because I'm looking for some advice for the homeowner. What should I have done? I tried to do the DIY, and it didn't work out so well.
Yeah, usually the best thing, especially on raccoons, is to call a professional. Raccoons can be
mean.
They carry mean. Rabies, all sorts of diseases that they can carry. The other thing is you get them trapped, they can be very vicious to come at you. What you want to do is seal it with a professional company to come out and assess your needs and see what needs to be done. A lot of times the insulation itself also needs to be removed because they urinate in those areas. So they contaminate the insulation, they contaminate the area. It needs to be disinfected. A lot of times they'll have parasites that they bring with them that can possibly move their way into the house also. So I would highly recommend that you call a professional company out, especially if you have raccoons.
Okay.
Rabid raccoons. So do they really like peanut butter? I keep hearing that all animals like peanut butter.
I'm not so sure that they like peanut butter like the rats do and some other mammals, but they like more like sardines and things like that.
Talk a little bit about precautions.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing to do on for squirrels and rats and raccoons, any of those, is to really assess your house, look around, walk around it. If you have gutters that are leaking and making your fascia board rot, you need to take care of that and seal it up and do a professional job so they don't see entryways. A lot of times they'll try to come in from the roof. We have what we call a builder's gap in Atlanta. We don't build it very tight. So what they'll do is get in your gutter. They'll slide up underneath, and they'll eat their way in through the fascia board if it has any weak points. And that's an easy way for them to get access into the home. So really, home maintenance is a very important thing to do to keep your house in good shape and keep it where it looks nice, but you'll also keep the critters out.
All right. We'll be back with Sammy Baker after this commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Sammy Baker, owner of Contractor's Best Pest Solution.
So, Sammy, you were giving us advice on how to keep unwanted visitors out of our house. And, of course, we're at the time of year when a lot of us are traveling and we've got guests coming to visit. And I know we hear a lot in the news about bed bugs.
Yes, bed bugs have made a significant increase in the last 10 to 15 years. I guess in the last 4 to 5, we've really hit national news in that bed bugs have really become a big issue in hotels, motels. As people travel to other countries, they're bringing them back with them.
Ew.
There's a lot of different speculation as to why that's happened. I think the biggest thing is just that travel has become so much more open. And we're going to African countries, we're going to India, we're going to different countries. And, you know, we travel a lot more than we used to, and access is better in those areas. I think we're bringing them back with us from our trips. And depending upon if we go to a hotel before we go back home, we're kind of spreading them there. They hijack themselves in your luggage and your clothes, and they come back with you to the United States. And
customs isn't catching those, huh?
No. They hide very
they
well.
They don't need a passport, Carol.
an adult bed bug is about the size of your pinky nail, and that's an adult one. So if there's eggs on them, they're smaller. You almost can't even see them with your eyes. They're less than the size of a very small seed tick. And so it's very hard to detect them to know that you have them when you come back.
What the heck do you do?
Well, the best thing to do is a lot of times people will wake up in the morning and then they'll see they have little red marks on their body. And so at first they think, well, maybe I just got a skin irritation or something like that. And then it consistently happens over and over again. And they feed at night. What you really need to do is call a professional company in if you're having skin irritations. Usually they bite in 3 dots in a row. It's not always, but a lot of times that's a indication. And especially if all of a sudden you notice, hey, I've been traveling, I went somewhere. A lot of people are bringing them back from skiing with them out in Utah. A couple of cases that I've done with that. There was 27 kids stayed in an area, and all of a sudden within 3 days, all the parents were talking to each other going, we've got a problem. And they all brought bed bugs back with them from their location. So every house needed to be treated. And that's where you call a professional company in again. You want them to do a good inspection on the house, find out where the source is, how many rooms are contaminated, and what needs to be done. Can use a combination of both chemical and heat. Heat seems to be working very well, especially if they're in the walls and you heat a room up and you make it hot enough that it kills the bed bugs. Keep it there about 2 to 3 hours, and then you can eradicate them, and then you do a residual chemical application. And again, we use the safest products that you can use and apply it in a correct manner to make sure they're done well.
So how long does eradication take?
Well, if you use the heat process, it could take about half a day to heat the house up, the rooms up that you want to eradicate, and you want to leave the furniture in there. We just raise it up to about 130 degrees temperature.
Whoa.
And they start dying, but you maintain it at 2 to 3 hours, some say 4 hours. So it kind of depends on which company you're doing. And then you want to do a residual area so that if anything does escape or tries to come back in, we have an area they're going to come back into, and so you have a residual, not just the heat itself.
I mean, is that I remember reading kind of vaguely. I think it was in New York City that there was really a problem that it was persistent for months.
Absolutely.
I mean, as a homeowner, do you have to worry about that, or is that just because it's such a densely populated area?
Well, usually you pick them up from somewhere. It's like the old deal where you used to have German roaches, and you put your purse down at a restaurant, they crawl in, and you bring them home with you. Kind of the same thing happens with bed bugs. They hijack, jump in your luggage, on your clothes, you bring them back, you don't know they're there, and then next thing you know, you've got a little infestation going because they can be an adult within 30 days if they're having a good feeding process.
Ooh.
And they're feeding on us, man.
Yes.
That's creepy.
Ooh. Unwanted guests, for sure.
Absolutely. The best thing to do is start looking if you have blood marks on your sheets. That's
dear.
A good indication.
Vampire bed bugs.
That's exactly right. And so that's really some indications and some irritation on your skin.
All right. Well, on that positive note, Sammy, we are out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Contractor's Best Pest Solution?
Yes, the best thing is you can get on my website, callcontractorsbest.com. You can also call me at 678-267-9850. And I'll definitely take your call and see what I can do to help you out with any situation. And if I'm not an expert in it, I've been in it long enough to find somebody that can help you.
Outstanding. Sammy Baker, owner of Contractor's Best Pest Solution. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Well, that wraps today's show. You can find us on iTunes or at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, leave us a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, David Sturm, Jane Dillavoux, Sammy Baker, show producer Delaney Young, co-host Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.